And that's the trouble with most people. Develop the willpower to battle your own problems. Do not let a bad temper, food, drink, passion, dishonesty, sarcasm, or laziness get at the upper hand. Almost any habit or appetite, if uncontrolled, can prove a fatal handicap. And one we're threatened with in this country today is immorality. Immorality has destroyed other nations, and it will destroy ours unless we check it in this country. And when we are confronted with life's most difficult problems, two needs arise that only religion can meet. The need of faith, which will put abiding spiritual meaning into the heart of life, and the need of power, greater than our own, with which to overcome our problems and bad habits. If you'll analyze the various forms of power, the crudest forms are the least powerful. The more refined and ethereal they become, the more powerful they become. One of the great atomic experts in this country said to me a year or two ago, he said, the more I study power, the more convinced I am that the ultimate source of all power is spiritual. Seek and use this supreme spiritual power in your own lives. Character cannot be built, nor anything of value accomplished, without self-discipline. It's self-mastery which demonstrates maturity. The disciplined individual has chosen between the two freedoms, the false, where one is free to do what he likes, and the true, where he is free to do what he ought. Always keep a sacred place in your heart for the ideal. Never let the fire under this altar die out. At your age, it's natural to be idealistic. The Reader's Digest several years ago published an article entitled, "The World's Slow Stain." It told the story of the Kaufman Hart comedy, Merrily We Roll Along, based on a puffy punch pander of a playwright. It took you back through his life in reverse, showing little by little how he got that way. The story ended with the playwright as a youth delivering a valedictory address at college entitled, "This Above All, To Thine Own Self Be True." Now, like this playwright, men lose their ideals a step at a time. The world's slow stain comes of many things, of self-distrust, self-satisfaction, indolence, weariness, cynicism, false virtues, or lack of cultural interests or individual standards. But its chief aid is fear. The chief principle of the adversary is fear. The chief principle of religion is faith. Fear of failure, fear of destruction and death, of poverty, of being condemned. America, above all nations, needs a better understanding of what failure really is. Most of us know pretty well by instinct what is best in ourselves. Insofar as we turn away from that, through hope of reward or dread of penalty, we are smeared with the world's stain. We lose our ideals, and we lose our souls. Now, to my own children, I have recommended this three-point divine formula for joyous achievement. Seek diligently, pray always, and be believing. Seek diligently means to work hard and do your part before praying. And praying always. By praying always, I don't mean that prayer is a substitute for work. I believe what George Santayana said, that prayer is not a substitute for work. It is a desperate effort to work further and be efficient beyond the range of one's power. It is not the lazy who are most inclined to pray. Those pray most who care most, and who, having worked hard, find it intolerable to be defeated. Third, be believing. Be optimistic. Have faith. Think positively. Dream and dream big. And if you'll dream big, and if you'll work hard, and if you'll pray always, and be believing, your dreams will come true. In conclusion, aim high, aspire. Ahead of you are opportunities that are unlimited, opposition that's powerful. But the struggle will be exciting, even if difficult. Avoid unnecessary trial and error in your pursuit of happiness. Look, you don't have to test out principles that have already been proven. Once it was established that dynamite killed if exploded, there was no need for other people to explode it to find out if it would. Benefit from the experience of others. Avoid unnecessary trial and error. And with all my heart, I say to you, you live in a land of promise, a land choice above all other lands, a land blessed with a form of government capable of leading through precept and example in the abolition universally of human bondage, misery, and want. And you have the great opportunity to participate constructively in that. You don't have to do it in Timbuktu. You can do it in your own neighborhood or your own community. Sure, some of it must be worldwide. But become a part of it. Become involved. You can help build a great new age and take all men closer to universal happiness. All that is required of you is to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Thank you very much.
We have just presented an address by George Romney, President of American Motors Corporation, the commencement address at the fall term commencement here at Michigan State University. We return to our studios.